Welcome back, everybody, to Daf Yomi. Today we are up to Daf Nun Aleph 51 in Maseches Bava Metzia. We are in the thick of Perek Hazav. We are on the bottom by the two dots, four lines up from the bottom on Daf Nun Amud Beis. So we had our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, and yesterday we actually read the Mishnah. So the Mishnah had a machlokas about whether Onah is a sixth or a third, right? A sixth or a third, and we had a big machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. How do we base the Onah price? Is it based on the market value, or is it based on the price that was actually paid? So we had a big machlokas as to how exactly that goes. Part of the Mishnah was there's also a time frame for how long you have to go and claim Onah. Either, according to the Chachamim, it's this amount of time that you go back and you could tell someone, either a merchant or your family member, what you did, so then they could say that, oh my God, you paid that much for that, that's ridiculous. Or you sold for that little, you could have made a lot more. Or that you have the entire day to go and do so. So when initially Rabbi Tarfon said his idea in Lud that Onah is a third, so the merchants were really excited because now they have a lot more money and bigger margins that they're going to be able to make. But when they heard that the people have all day and that there's a much bigger time frame, then they decided, you know what, we're going to stick to the Rabbanan. Because even though there's less margin, still, it's a better thing for us if we could sleep at night and people won't be able to claim for so long, and therefore we'll be able ultimately to make more money. So we discussed all of that. That was a whole big discussion. And now we discussed the time frames. How does that work? Is that for more than a sixth, less than a sixth, or a sixth itself? Remember, based on our Mishnah, we had three real different time frames. We had a sixth. We had more than a sixth. When there's more than a sixth, then the whole sale is bata. When it's less than a sixth, we can assume that there's a mechila. The whole machlokas was when it's a sixth itself, that's where the time frames come in. So we discussed, do the time frames also apply in the other ways also? Is this sale nullified right away? Is there a mechila right away? This was all part of the discussion from the Gemara yesterday. But now we move on to the next part of the Mishnah. We said, An Masai, Mutta Lahachzer V'chu. Again, four lines from the bottom, Nun Amud Beis, by the two dots. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman, and this is something which we touched on yesterday. Rav Nachman says, Lo Shanu Ela Lokeach Aval Mocher Liolam Choser, that this all only applies to the buyer, but a seller is always able to retract. If the seller recognizes, oh my God, I sold this for significantly less than I could have gotten, the seller is always able to go back and re-nullify the purchase and able to uproot the purchase and able to say, no, I want my item back and I'm going to resell it. Sounds like not. Sounds like this is an Onah type thing. This is now an Onah type thing. Midine Onah, they always are able to retract. The Gemara on Amud Aleph over here is going to explain why. The main difference is that the buyer has the item. So he can always go and show it to this merchant and go show it to his family. So they're going to be able to see. But the seller no longer has the item. So he's going to have to wait till a comparable item goes for sale, and then he'll see what it really could have gone for. So therefore, there's going to be no time frame, which gets us to a big topic, which we're going to see going on in this parak, which is whether there's Onah for karka. Is there Onah le karka? So it sounds like there's no Onah le karka, but let's just try to figure out why. If it's about this concept of no longer having the object in front of you, karka is always there. So this is a big discussion in the Rishonim based on that. So says Gemara again, Rav Nachman says that only applies by a buyer, but by a seller they can always go back. Name Misayele, so we can prove this, that the mocher always is able to go and retract, because chazru l'devrei chachamim. Because remember, the chachmei are the merchants of Lud. They were celebrating, and then they eventually switched back to the Rabbanon, once they heard that Rabbi Tarfon is a very long time frame. So, Iyamar, Bishlam Mocher Liolam Choser. So, this makes sense if you're going to say that a salesperson, that the seller is always able to go back. Mishum Hachi Chazru, that's why they went back to the Shita of the Chachamim, right? They went back to the Shita of the Chachamim because they said they want to have some sort of time frame. El Iyamar Mocher Nami Kalokeach. I mean, but if you're going to say that the Mocher is like the Lokeach, in that there is some sort of time frame, so this is a takana that we said helps the lokeach, it helps the buyer, but it also helps the seller. Meaning, if we're going to say that both of them are going to have this extra time, so just like that helps the buyer, that he's able to go back and retract, it also helps the seller, that if he's ever under charging, then he can go and get it back. So meaning, it's the same gezeira. If we're going to say that the gezeira helps the seller, it helps the buyer also. So why would they be so happy? Why would they go back? What's going on over here? Says the Gemara, Tegre Lud, Lo Shliach Deto. So these merchants were very good. These merchants rarely ever undercharged. If anything, they overcharged a lot. They rarely ever undercharged. So they weren't looking for the Chachamim to come help them and say, oh, you guys have all day and all the time in the world to go and retract on your sale, because they're like, we don't ever undercharge. We always know what the value is, and we always go above the value. So we're not worried about that. So that's why that was not something that they took into account. Oh, so we're saying when it's more than that's different. We're talking about this thing from the third to a sixth, right? When you have a third to a sixth, so the Tagrei Lud, we're never concerned with anything that they were going to be undercharging so little. So that's why they only wanted things that would hurt the buyer, because that's what they were trying to go and do. Says the Gemara, Ush Pizchine de Rami Barachama, Zavin Chamra Vita. So the neighbor of Rami Barachama sold wine, and he made a mistake, meaning he undersold the wine. He thought that he had a certain amount of wine or a certain value of wine that was low, but really it was a much better object, and he was really sad about it. Ashkechei dehava atziv. He saw that he was a landlord. Okay, his landlord. So he saw that he sold something, whatever it was. That could be a neighbor also. But anyway, he saw that he sold wine at a low price, and he saw that he was sad. So Amraleh, my atziva. So why are you so sad? This is the same question that Yosef HaTzadik asked that turned the trajectory of Jewish history, right? Yosef asking these prisoners, hey, why are you guys so sad today? I don't know, maybe you're in an Egyptian prison. That turns the entire tide. But Yosef, they say the pshat is that Yosef said, if you recognize that your goal is always just to serve God to the best of your ability based on the situation that you're in, you can only control what you can control. So, okay, you happen to have been thrown into this Egyptian prison because of, you know, the crazy circumstances that happened. So now, why would you be sad? Meaning, not why are you frustrated. Why are you sad? Meaning you have a goal to accomplish today. That's tough to feel that way, but all right, anyway. Amrlei amayitavos. Why are you so sad? Amrlei zvini chamra v'tai. I undersold my wine. I could have made a lot more money. Amrlei zil hadarbach. So he says, okay, so go retract. Amrlei ha shahai li yoser michdei she'era letagar ol krova. This the time period that we spoke about, that, you know, the time period of showing it to a merchant on my family, that's already passed. So shadrei lekamei to Rav Nachman. So they went in front of Rav Nachman. Again, you know, obviously the right guy, because here this is who we're talking about. Amrlei lo shenol okeach aval mocher li olam chozer. And he says that this only applies to the buyer, but the seller is always able to go back. So don't worry, you can go back and retract on the sale and get your stuff back. So my time, why is there a difference? So this is what we explained before. So when you're the buyer, you now have the object in your hand. So you can go to anyone and show them this object and say, hey, do you think I did the right thing or not? So that's why we put some sort of time frame on that. But mocher de lo nakim mechavi yadei. So this guy, the seller, no longer has it in his hand. And the only way that he's ever going to know if it was a mistake, if it was undersold or whatever it is if there's a similar object that goes on sale, and then he can see, oh my gosh, that's what those go for. I had no idea. So that's why we give him extra time.
But they could have drank the wine by then.
They could have drank the wine, but then you'd have to give the value back of the sale or whatever it is. Right. No, you're it's definitely risky business over there. So you never know what's going to happen over there. Next, another story. So there was a certain person who was selling some sort of a silk belt. Karishisa. So he said, I'm selling this for $6. V'shavi chamsha. But he know that its actual value is 5. So he's, you know, a businessman, right? So he's going and saying, I'm selling this for 6, even though he knows the market value is really 5. So he's marking it up. V'yavu yavle chamsha upalga havashakil. But this guy knows, you know, it's like these houses that it's being listed at 3 million, but if you offer 2.5, then it's going to be okay, right? So here, he is announcing it, listing it at 6. He knows that it's really only worth 5, but everyone knows the word on the street is if someone were to offer him $5.50, he would take it. So Asa'u Gavra, so there was a certain guy that came. We'll call this guy Saul, because Saul knows this stuff. Asa'u Gavra v'amar iya hivne le'cham she'opal gahave mechila. If I give him $5.50, then it does no good for anyone, because then that is less than a sixth. So that's going to be an automatic mechila. So yes, I'm overpaying, but I'm not overpaying enough that it's going to be an ona. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give into his demand and actually pay 6. So etain le shisei v'itve ladina. So I'm going to pay 6. Now it's a sixth. Now I can go and bring him to court. And now I can go and make an ona claim. Right? Yechap, what he's doing, that's why this is Saul. This is no offense, Binyamin. You're always, you know. I'm not stealing from Binyamin here, right? The guy comes up with a great chop. Again, the chop is, if I pay the 5.5, which I know he'll take, then I'm done. I'm going to lose that 50 cents. But if I pay the extra dollar, I know I can get that dollar back, and then I'm going to end up properly paying 5 for the thing. So also, I come into Rava, so they went in front of Rava, Amar Le, Lo Shem El Bo'okeach Menat Tagar. The only time this Ona exists is when you're buying from a merchant. Deval B'lo'okeach Mi Balabayis, Ein Lo Alav Ona. But when you're buying from a Balabayis, now there is no longer going to be any Ona. This is a huge exception to Ona. We're going to have to understand what exactly this means and why this would be the case, especially because the next mission is going to seemingly say the opposite. But it sounds like when you're buying from a merchant, that's when Ona exists. But when you're buying from a Balabas, that's not going to exist. We're going to have to see more on this. However, there's another person. So there's a guy who was going and selling earrings, and he was trying to sell them for $60, but really they're only worth 50. And again, Saul knows that if he would go and offer 55, he would take it. So the same story. If I give him 55, then it's a mechila. I'm going to lose out on that other $5 because it's under a sixth. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give him the 60, and then I'm going to go bring him to court for that other 10, and I'm going to end up paying 50 for the thing that's worth 50. Also, come in front of Chista. They went in front of Chista. So this is only true when it comes to a merchant, but when it comes to a balabayas, then there's not going to be any ona. Now, there's a big machlok, it's Rishonim, if this applies to both the buyer and the seller. Right now, we're talking about when a seller Balabas is selling to a buyer, but let's say you have a buyer Balabas, so there's a big discussion as to how you go and do it the other way around. This is what the Rishonim talk about, because it's not really so explicit in the Gemara. But this is the psak that Rav Chista said. So I'm really Rav Dimi, Yasher, yes, Shkoyach. That's basically what he says, Yasher Koyach. That was a good psak that you had, right? Now, once we're making Torah comparisons, it's like Moshe breaking the Luchos, and Hashem saying, Yasher Koyach, Shasher Shibarta. That was a good thing that you did, that you broke it. Again, I don't know. Well, we can think of a bigger connection, but not for right now. Yasher Koach. Rabbi Lazar says the same thing. But it says the Gemara of Ha'anan tonight. But what about the fact that we have our next Mishnah? What does the Mishnah say? That just like there's Ona by a regular person, by a Hedyo, there is Ona by a merchant. So Man Hedyo, Lav Balabais, this Hedyo that we're talking about, is this not someone who's a homeowner? Are we not talking about this Balabais? Are we not talking about this over there? So I'm Rav Chista, no, but Darayasa. That's talking about like things with like a rough hem. That's talking about like rough types of garments, garments that are normally sold. When you're selling an object, when do we say that it's going to apply? So that's when it's an object that's meant for sale. Avalmani tashmi she say the akire ale lo mazbin lehu ilav bidme yiseri. But if someone comes to me and says, I want to buy your pants or your shirt, like, this is my shirt, it's my pants, I'm only going to sell you that if you really make it worth it for me, because I have a personal connection to this. When I'm buying something that I plan on selling anyway, you're right, then Ona is going to apply. But if you come and you want to buy my thing, you got to blow me away with an offer, right? It's got to be like a crazy offer. Someone's going to knock on the door of your house. It's not going to be what you were asking, right? What you were looking, like what you would have, what it would be listing for normally. They have to really like give you no other choice but to actually go through with the sale. Otherwise, no one's going to do it. So that's the distinction. When we're talking about something where like you come over to me, like Binyamin has this connection to his watch and I want his watch. So Binyamin's watch gets a lot of money. He's not even wearing a watch now. Right, Binyamin has a very strong connection to his watch. I say, I want your watch. So then you're going to make sure that it's worth it for you. Otherwise, you're not going to give it up. But if it's something which, you know, you buy a million watches, you just want to sell it to me, then that's where it's going to apply differently. Good. Now let's go to the next Mishnah, which seems to contradict a lot of what we've seen from the previous Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, whether you are the buyer or the seller, Ona applies. That means that if you're undercharging or overpaying, or overcharging, or overpaying, all of these types of situations, Ona can apply. This should sound familiar because we just said it 30 seconds ago. Just like there's Ona for a Hedyo, there's Ona for a merchant. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ain't Ona Latagar. Rabbi Yehuda says that there is no Ona when it comes to a merchant. What? We're going to have to see what exactly that means. Says the Gemara, Misha Huta Alav Yado Al Yona. Whoever is the victim, whoever is the exploited party in this, so they have the upper hand. This is what we've seen also. Rutz Omer, lo tain li ma'osai, o tain li masha anisani. Either you could say, give me back all my money, or just give me back that extra dollar that you went and ripped me off with, that you did the Ona with. So now come, let's analyze the Mishnah. So mina animili, so we said that Ona applies to the lokeach and the mocher, to the buyer and the seller. So how do we know this? The Tanur Rabbanan, because the pasuk says, let's just read the entire pasuk. The pasuk says, v'chisim kerumim karla misecha, o kano miyara misecha. Here are the key words. Al tonu ish es achiv, right? You should not do ona. This is a pasuk mi de o raisa. So says the Gemara. The Tanur Rabbanan, v'chisim kerumim karla misecha, al tonu, ein li'ela shenis ane lokeach nisana mocher minayin. So it says, v'chisim kerumim karla misecha, that when you are going to be selling to your friend, so don't take advantage. So this now shows me that ona applies by a buyer, meaning that you can't rip off the buyer. How do we know that it applies to the seller also? Tam lomar, there's two extra words in there, o kana. And then it says al tonu. So it says o kano, which teaches that it would apply to both the buyer and the seller. It says the Gemara, v'israch miftav lokeach, v'israch miftav mocher. Why do we need to have both? Why does the pasuk need to teach us by a buyer and a seller? So says the Gemara, because of rachman mocher, if it only said the seller, mishum dekim le bizvini say, because the seller knows the value. He knows this object well. So he knows the value of it. So we would think that it would only apply over there. Aval b'lokeach. But when it comes to lokeach, the lokim lebizunisei emagoas harei rachman abalosonu, where the buyer doesn't know the object as well as the seller, obviously, because it belongs to the seller. So then you would think that maybe it wouldn't apply because of rachman alokeach. And if it just said lokeach, why would we think that that's different? Mishum de kane the amrei inish zivan zavnis kanisa. So you might think that the difference is the reason why we have it by the buyer is because bottom line is the buyer got something from this. Even though you paid for something, so cash comes and goes. But when you buy an asset that sticks around for quite some time, that is something which is very, very valuable. Rashi has a fascinating lesson over here where he says you should invest in real things like real estate probably. Says the Rashi, where is it? Why can't I find it over here? Oh, right here. It says, Zavasna Zavanta Kanisa. He says, Im lakata chifetz hamiskayim schar hu etzlecha. If you buy something that is everlasting, that is a positive thing. That's like a reward for you. Because money comes and goes. You can lose your money in this and that, but when you buy something which is actually there and is long-lasting, that's there. That's going to stay. So that's what you would think. That's why it only applies to the buyer, because bottom line is he got something from this. But this mocher, the seller who actually just lost something, because we say that people who sell, even if they're making a lot of money from that thing, they're losing an asset. So still, Tzricha. So you would think that they would not be part of Ona, but no, Tzricha, that's why you have to have it by the buyer and the seller. All right, let's keep going. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ein Ona letagar. So Rabbi Yehuda said that there's no Ona by a merchant. We said, what does that even mean? Mishum shu tagar ein lo Ona, because he's a merchant, there's no Ona. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav, betagar saf sarshan. No, we're talking about a broker. We're talking about someone who's a middleman, who's a broker, who's constantly buying and selling things. So my taima, why is there no Ona? Right, a trader. Why is there no Ona over there? Because mei deyadas v'nisei kama shaviv achuli achal gabe. Because he's an expert. This person is constantly trading things. He's buying and selling all the time. So he knows how much everything is worth. So when he sells for less than he maybe could, or he buys for more than maybe he should, he knows exactly what's happening, and there's a mechila there. V'hai dezavna, so why is he doing it then? V'hai dezavna hachi mishum deis ramya. Because he, what's it called? What are we saying? That he needs the liquidity right now. He needs the cash right now. There's another investment opportunity that's coming up. So he's going to sell what he has right now, even though it's at a loss, which again, I like to do, right? We sell at a loss. We sell at a loss just in order to have some liquidity, and then you can move forward. Ravashi says a little differently. My ain latagar ona. What does it mean that there's no ona by the merchant? Eino betoras ona. It means that he's not even part of the parsha of ona. Why shafilu pachos mikde ona choser? What it means is that even since this is his business and this person's just trading all the time, so even if it's less than a sixth, he's still able to go and make a claim because that's his parnasa. Even if it's less than a sixth, he's able to go make a claim, so he's not even part of Bitoras Hana. So that's the second shita. But Tani Kavaseder of Nachman, we have a brisa that seems to go like the first sheet of Rav Nachman, that because they're such experts, that's why they're going to be treated differently. Rabbi Amar Tagar ain't lo ona, and they shoot Bucky. That a Tagar doesn't have ona because he's a Bucky. That goes like Rav Nachman. Again, that they know exactly what they're doing, and they're selling this because they have liquidity issues, and that's why they need to get the money. Then we said, Mishu Talalav Yado Al Yona. We said whoever is the one getting victimized over here, so they have the upper hand, money must need, and who is our Mishnah? So remember, we discussed this the other day. We discussed this yesterday, so we got to figure out whose Shita this fits into. Lo Rabbi Nassan, lo Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. It doesn't fit into Rabbi Nassan or Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. E Rabbi Nassan, because if it was Rabbi Nassan, Mastis and Katani Ratzo, Braisa lo Katani Ratzo. So here it sounds like that you can have an option. If you're victimized, you could say, I want to uproot the entire thing, or just give me back that which I owe. So that's what he's. That's what the Mishnah says. But the Brisa, which quoted Rabbi Nassan, did not have such an option. So it can't be Rabbi Nassan. E Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. If it's Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Mas Nisan Katani Lokeach. The Mishnah is talking about the buyer, but Brisa Katani Mocher. But the Brisa is talking about the seller. So it doesn't seem to fit into Rabbi Nassan or Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. So who is it? So we're going to have three suggestions. Answer number one. Amar Rabbi Elazar Ona Zu Eni Yodei Mishna. Rabbi Elazar says, I don't know who teaches this one, meaning, but it's a third party. It's not Rabbi Nassan or Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. It's somebody else, but I just don't know who it is. Rabba Amar, Leolam Rabbi Nassani. Rabba says, really, it is Rabbi Nassan. Oh, what about the Ratza versus not Ratza? Vitananami Bebraisa Ratza. We can amend it and say, okay, there was the word Ratza there. Really, they do have the option. If they're victimized, to either uproot the entire sale or just get back that extra zuz. Rava Amar, Rava says, Liolam Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Really, it's Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. You might desire Mastis and come afarish Bebraisa. So we said one's talking about the Mocher, one's talking about the Lokeach. Yeah, that's okay. We know that it applies to both. In the Braisa, it decided to go and talk about the Mocher. Here, it's talking about the Lokeach, but both are going to be true. It just depends who is cheated in each situation. But nothing different about the Dinim. It's just two different cases, and that's totally okay. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says, "Dekanami diktani echad alokeach ve'echad amocher." That seems to fit better because we said in our Mishnah, "Echad alokeach ve'echad amocher," that it applies to both of them. It's just a matter of the different cases. Mefarish leolokeach shmamina shirei shirei lemocher shmamina. So we see it was really just left out. So it's just an explanation. So it applies both to the mocher and to the lokeach, to the buyer and the seller. Says the Gemara, "Itmar." Fascinating concept right here. Ha'umer chaver amanasha in lecha layona. Let's say me and Binyamin make a deal. And I say, I'm making you this deal. We're going to go through with this on condition that you don't come back with any onah type claims. Right? So we're taking it. Mamish hitting it right on the head. Right? We're addressing it right there. Ravashi Amar Yesh Lo Alav Onah. Ravashi. Wow. Yeah, I don't know where I saw that. I guess Amar Yesh Lo Ashi. Thank you. Rav Amar. Rav says, Yesh Lo Alav Onah. Or maybe it's just, you know, like more Dennis. People named Dennis are dentists, and people named Lawrence are lawyers because they have this thing with their names. People like their names, and they end up doing that. People from, wait, what was it? Something in Philadelphia? I don't remember. Whatever. Anyway, people named Dennis are dentists, and people named, whatever. Anyway, totally annoyed. Anyway, Rav Amar Yesh Lo Alav Onah. So Rav says that there is still Onah in that case. Shmuel Amar Ein Lo Alav Onah. Shmuel says that me and Binyamin made this deal. There's not going to be any Onah, so therefore, there will not be any Onah. So says the Gemara, Lema Rav Damar Krebi Meir, Shmuel Damar Krebi Yehuda. Let us say that this is very similar to another machlokes. This machlokes, Rav and Shmuel again. Let's say me and Binyamin make a deal, and I say there's going to be no Onah here, no claims of Onah. So Rav says, there still will be Onah. And Shmuel says, okay, you're right. There is absolutely no Onah still in that case. We're saying that is very similar to a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. That Rav goes like Rabbi Meir and Shmuel goes like Rabbi Yehuda. Ditanya, because it says in a Braisa, in the Gemara in Kiddushin. So a bit of a red flag, and maybe you should look into that shidduch a little bit more. But let's say the husband says, marry me on condition that I don't have to support you, give you clothes, Onah, we don't have to worry about any of this stuff. So, harezu mikudeshes, utnan batel div Rabbi Meir. So what does Rabbi Meir says? Rabbi Meir says that this is a good kiddushin, but all of those claims that I made, all of those stipulations are batel. That's not going to work. Why? Rashi explains. Why? Because this is tenei amasha kasuv batorah. Because I'm making a tenai against that which it says in the Torah. The Torah says I have to go and support my wife in those ways. And I'm now saying, no, that can't be. So this might come back to the concept that the chopper loved in Maseches Kiddushin. Remember what it was? What was it? That a woman would rather, Meitav Tav La'armalo, right? So that was one of those concepts, that they would rather be married than not be. So that's still, that's a bit of a red flag. You might want to look into that a little more. But anyway, so here what we're saying is that the Kiddushin is good, right? The Kiddushin is good, but the Tanai is Batil. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ha'Badavar Shebemamun Tanao Kayim. Rabbi Yehuda says that when it comes to a monetary thing, meaning you have the option to forgive something monetarily, so therefore by monetary things, then the Tanai is going to be Batil. If you look at Rashi on the bottom of it, it says, Kigon Sher Ksus Nitan L'Mechila. When it comes to the clothing and the money, so that's fit for Mechila, Vahare Machla, Aval Ona, Sheitzar HaGuf, Lo Nitan L'Mechila. So it doesn't apply to Ona because that's Guf related, not money related, but here we're saying that money could be batel. So this now fits into the same machlokas. Me and Binyamin make a deal, and I say there's going to be no ona, so can Binyamin agree to such a deal? So according to Rabbi Meir, no way. It's going against that which is written in the Torah. Torah says there's an isser of hana, of ona, so there's an isser of ona. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, no, this is something which is a davar shebi mamon. When we have davar shebi mamon, then it's different. Says the Gemara, Amar Allah Rav Amna da Amri Afilu Rabbi Yehuda. So Rav says, no, I can even hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Again, Rabbi Yehuda said that by the Davar Shabbat Mamon, by the Kedushin case, that's going to be different. Why? Because Ad Kan Lo Kam Rabbi Yehuda Asam Ela De Yad Vekam Machla. When it comes to Rabbi Yehuda over here by the Kedushin case, she knows what's happening. He's explicit. I'm not paying you for this, and don't go to that store. You can't buy any clothing. Right? So that's explicit. She knows exactly what's happening, and still, she's accepting the deal. Me and Binyamin go are making a deal, and I say, by the way, I don't want to hear any ona claims. Now, it might be a little suspicious that I'm saying that, but maybe I say that to everybody. He doesn't actually know that there's an ona claim that we're going to be talking about over here. How does he know that there's really going to be something that he needs to be mocho? Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Shmuel again said that what was Shita Shmuel? Shmuel was the one who disagreed with Rav over here and said, ain lo alavona, that you are actually allowed to make that stipulation. He could say, anadamre, afilu, Rabbi Meir. I could hold like Rabbi Meir, who did not like any of these tanaim when it comes to the woman by kedushin, because I can't look on Rabbi Meir hasam ella devadai ka'avar to akka'akar. When it comes to Rabbi Meir, when it comes to this, so you're vadai violating something in the Torah over there. That's why he says that it's not going to be good. When we made the deal initially, maybe I was pricing it right. Maybe I was going to price it right. Now it ended up being that something bad happened, but this wasn't automatic. So therefore, maybe it would be different. Amar Rav Anan l'didi mifar shalimineh to Mar Shmuel. So something was explained to me right from Mar Shmuel. Omer el chaver amenasha in lecha alai ona in lo alav ona. That if someone says, me and Binyamin are making the deal, so that way Binyamin can't go and make a claim on me that between me and you there's no ona, so then there would be ona. But amenas she'ein bo ona. But if I said, on condition that there is no ona, hariyesh bo ona. But then there would be ona because there actually is ona in the deal. You can't say, I'm making a deal on condition that there is no ona. If there is ona, there is ona. If I'm overcharging, I'm overcharging. So meisvei kaminire brisa hanosevan nosein bahamana. So if someone goes and works on a trust, meaning like I hire someone to go and sell stuff for me, or if I go to my friend and I say that we're making a deal that there's no ona, and this is the key line, so ain lo alav ona. So this seems to explicitly say that we can make such a deal. L'Rav da'amar ana da'amri afilu Rabbi Yehuda hamani. So according to Rav, who said that I could even hold like Rabbi Yehuda, remember, Rav was the one who said that ain lo that yesh lo alav ona, there still is an ona issue over there. And he said, I can even hold like Rabbi Yehuda that the Tano is going to be kayam when it comes to Davar Shabbat Mamon. So who's this going like? Who is this going like in that situation? I just lost the place. Right. Rav Amar Ana Damar Afilu Rabbi Yehuda Hamani. Amar Abayi Mechaver to Rav Amar Kerebi Meir Shmuel Damar Kerebi Yehuda. So Abayi says, you know what? You're right. Let's just go back with the initial comparisons. The way we wanted to go and compare the cases, whether there's going to be Ona or not, is the same machlokas as to whether the Kedushin is going to be, whether these Tanaim are actually going to apply or not by the Kedushin. Rav Amar Lokasha. Kam Bistam Kam Mefarish. No, they're two totally different situations. One's when it's spelled out explicitly what's happening, and one is when it's just a Stam and you don't actually fully know what's happening. So one's talking about when it's explicitly stated. If I go to Binyamin and I say, your watch, which I love, I know that it's only worth 100, but I'm willing to pay 200 for it, and I'm not going to bother you for ona, that's when we say that ona is not going to apply. But when it's stam, then it will apply. And the same thing comes to a seller. I know that this thing which I have is not worth, I'm sorry, that this thing which you're going to be buying from me is 100. You're buying it for 100, but I know that it's worth 200. In that situation, then there's not going to be any ona, because again, we're saying this out beferish. Now, so now we're going on the first part of that price that we quoted, even though that wasn't the key for us before. Now we're bringing that up. Let's say, again, I hire someone to go and sell my things or sell things for me. So this is called an amana. So you're not able to do it in two different ways. Now, some background. The way that this was done, there are two really different models as to how you can go and have someone sell for you. Either I give them a salary to go sell for me, or I say, go sell this stuff, and you're going to pay me back the market value for it, and anything above the market value you get to keep. right? So I can't choose. Let's say I give you two things to sell, some great stuff and some not so great stuff. So the great stuff, you know, I just tell you, pay me market value because I know this is going to sell right away. I want the money right away. So I say, go just pay me market value for that. And then you go and sell in all the extras you can get. And then there's bad stuff. For the bad stuff, I say, you know, once you sell everything, then we'll work it out. So you can't say, let's say I give you good stuff and bad stuff. I can't say, go sell the good stuff, keep that money until you sell all the bad stuff, and then we'll work it out. Because that's like, I'm giving you a benefit for a loan, that's mechze keribis. It touches on potential ribis over there. Ella, ozev ezeb amana, ozev ezeb b'shaveh. You got to make a consistent thing. If you're selling good stuff and bad stuff, either make the same deal in either direction, but you got to choose a direction. V'nosin lo schar katef, schar gamal, schar punduk, and then you can go and pay for all the other added expenses. Schar atmo ino notel, shekvar nosin lo scharo mishalim. When it comes to the actual expense of yourself, like the salary part, that you've already worked out so that you wouldn't pay. So what does that mean? Where did you get this money? We just said that it was paid, but where did it come from? So no, it's coming from, meaning it's not the actual cash that you're getting paid. There's a deal. Like, let's say you're selling clothes. So you sell 100 garments, you get 4 garments for every 100 that you sell. So it would just come from the merchandise itself. It doesn't actually come from cash, and that's why maybe things might be a little different. So I know this was the end of this section. Back within more Ona details, we saw a lot of interesting things about Ona. So we saw, how long does it go? Is it only, Rav Nachman, is it only for the buyer and not necessarily for the seller? Why would there be a distinction? Because one has the object, one doesn't have the object. We had a few different stories as to when you can go back, when you can't go back. Does it apply to a balabayis also? Does it apply to a merchant? Does Ona not apply to merchants at all? What does it mean that not a merchant? Maybe a broker is going to be different because they know what exactly is happening at these times. We then got into, are you allowed to make a condition in a sale that this is not going to apply, and whether that's the same as Kiddushin. This is Daf Nun Aleph 51. Everyone should have a wonderful day, wonderful Shabbos. This is our last year now for a little bit till after Pesach. We will resume after Pesach. We'll follow up on the chat to see which day exactly we will start. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos and Yontif.